First, this Friday, we welcome Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics back to the show. Michael, good to have you with us on this Friday.
Well, thanks for having me again. But so my question is, you're affiliated with a group called Strategic Media, yet you have someone on called the Accidentals.
Well put.
Tell me how you came up with that.
Yeah, that's well done. You should probably just quit now while you're ahead.
Okay, all right. Story of my life.
Well, I'm going to ask you a couple things. We've been talking about this millage, the first in several decades in Fort Smith, how the vote will go in May on the primary date, and it looks like support is rallying around from the business community for the millage. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes. The Fort Smith Regional Council, which is similar in some respects to the Northwest Arkansas Council, endorsed it. Jim Walcott, chairman of Walden Williams and Lick, talked about the region needing an advanced workforce, up-to-date facilities. They endorsed it. Rodney Shepherd, who's head of Arvest Bank in the River Valley region, talked about the economic development and quality of place is why outgoing Mayor Sanders said, you know, look, I don't have children anymore in the system, but from an economic development standpoint, it's necessary. The chamber also said the same thing, talking about, you know, the need for 21st century employees. And they also mentioned, several of them mentioned that the facilities, which average age is 63 years old, definitely are in need of a security upgrade. So the common theme from the business community was just, you know, security and economic development, encouraging everyone to vote for it. Now, Kyle's going to have a tough time passing almost $121 million package, increasing the millage 5.8 mils, which really will bring the district millage up to par with other districts. It won't put the millage, you know, way out of whack with other folks. It's, it was since 1987 since the millage was increased. But here are a couple of obstacles to it being passed. One, I mean, other than the obvious, other than the increase, another obstacle is that the election, you know, school districts now have to hold their election in a primary or a general election cycle. And so this will be held May 22nd with the primary. Well, you have some high-profile conservative Republican races. You know, ASA, Governor Hutchinson is being challenged by Jan Morgan. We've got this packed primary for this Senate District 8 seat that Jake Files vacated. Those two things are going to bring out a lot of conservative voters. Conservative voters typically don't support millage increases. So you have that. The other potential hurdle, and I'm not sure how big of a hurdle this will be, is you still have some hurt feelings, so to speak, from the mascot change of a couple of years ago.
That's when the mascot had been the Rebel at Southside and went to the Mavericks. Yeah.
And so I think you're still going to have a few folks who are bitter about that. And so it is the school district and the supporters. This is going to be a tough uphill climb to get this to get voter support for this.
It's been an uphill battle for Fort Smith Metro home permits. Where do we stand with those?
Well, not good for the first 2 months of the year. And we look at Fort Smith, Greenwood, Van Buren, three biggest cities in the region. Altogether, for the first 2 months, those three cities have posted $30.6 million. That's down, Kyle, almost 17% from the same time last year. Most of that is from the city of Fort Smith. For the first 2 months of the year, the city permit values are $28 million, down a little over 14% compared to last year. Of course, first 2 months, as we said, you know, before, 2 months do not necessarily make a trend. But the region, the Fort Smith region in the past, well, since 2010, really, has never put a clear trend together. It's been a roller coaster ride. For example, in 2010, those three cities posted permit values combined, posted permit values $149 million. Well, the next year, it jumped up to $201 million. Then the next year, in 2012, it fell back to $154 million. In 2013, it was popped back up to $202 million. And then, you know, it's kind of been up and down. In 2017, it was $210 million. So, you know, it's never been, unlike Northwest Arkansas or Northeast Arkansas, it's never been something you can kind of peg and say, well, it'll probably be here next year just based on past performance.
The medical marijuana process is continuing. And yesterday we heard Governor Hutchinson. He was actually signing some other legislation, but he was asked by a reporter about the marijuana medical licensing process. And he didn't sound all that supportive of the way it's gone.
He was surprisingly critical. And he's part of a growing chorus of people are critical. Look, Kyle, this thing is pretty screwed up. There have been several lawsuits filed. In fact, Placer County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin has put a hold on even allowing the five cultivators that were selected to be permitted. That's going to delay the process even longer. You had these five commissioners, and they had this complicated scoring process. Well, Governor Hutchinson came out and publicly said, what a lot of people have been thinking and even privately saying is, why didn't you just do this like you do liquor licenses? You put qualified people, you make sure they're qualified, you check all the qualifications up front, the bonding, you know, the money, check their past business record, all of that, and then put them in a lottery system and select. And that's worked well for liquor licenses for a long time. You know, why reinvent the wheel with this complicated system? So, you know, I don't know. I would be very surprised if the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission kind of crawled back, crawled at it, as we would say in Johnson County, and looked at it again and changed the rules. But this is a mess, and I don't know how they unwind the mess at this point, Kyle, without creating even more legal problems for themselves. It's a shame because, you know, we talk about this being a political issue. There are a lot of folks out there with, I think there are over 4,100 medical marijuana cards that have been issued. A lot of folks estimate that number will begin to grow with significance once the process, once people know it's really going to happen. A lot of those folks are in pain, could use the benefits, the proven benefits we've seen in 20-something other states.
Well, let's end then with a more positive note. This Go Serve app that has been created by area high school students, and it won a prize from the Junior Leadership Academy. Explain to me what Go Serve does.
The Junior Leadership Academy is managed by the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's modeled after Leadership Fort Smith. They break the students up into teams, and the students are from different school districts in the region. And they break them up into teams, and the teams have to come up with a project by the end of the year. Well, this one group came up with Go Serve, and it's an application. It's a phone app that connects people with nonprofits and other organizations in the area that need volunteers. For example, I could go on, create an individual profile, what I like, who I would be interested in volunteer for, when I can volunteer, and those type of things. And it would marry me up with, you know, opportunities or allow those organizations to come find and contact. And so you had these students, one from the Future School of Fort Smith, one from Southside High School, one from two from Northside, and a student from Greenwood worked on the project. They won $1,000 for the effort. They're not finished with it. It's not live yet. They estimate it'll cost another $550 to get it up to go live. You know, for all of us old folks who think that these millennials just sit around and eat Tide Pods and hunker down in their safe spaces, this is a great, this is a great example of where that's not always true, or it's probably true much less than what we think it is.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. He joins us almost every Friday. Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.